you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
38242.
38242?
Yes.
First and last name?
Christy Somerville.
Christy Somerville. When was your account number?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was given this phone number to call and find out why this Purchase Ultimate Apparel is trying to charge my bank account $7.95. It was a fraud alert that was notified to me through my bank. They declined whatever it was for the $7.95, and I'm trying to find out what it is and what's going on. Because I don't know nothing about a Purchase Ultimate Apparel.
Okay.
Now, I did try to do this thing that was on my Facebook from Walmart to try to get something they were trying to promote regarding $2 for a KitchenAid mixer. They said they were cutting ties with KitchenAid, and it claimed that I picked the right box to win the prize for $2 purchase. But when I put in my information, this fraud alert popped up from Purchase Ultimate Apparel for $7.95. And I called the number that popped up on my phone from my bank's fraud alert center. And this is what information they gave me, this name and this number I'm just now calling and that amount. Because I haven't authorized anybody to use my card.
Repeat the last name for me, please.
Somerville.
So I see a note I was trying to go through today for $7.95.
I haven't tried to purchase anything with my card today. I tried to do the, Facebook.
Yes, today on the 30th. Today's the 30th.
Was this $7.95 supposed to be in for a KitchenAid thing from Walmart?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they declined it. For what reason, I don't know. Because the thing said it was supposed to be for $2, not no $7.95.
If you chose expedited shipping, it will...
No, I did not.
Okay. So how can
I didn't
I
do all I did
was charge...
All I did was enter my name and my address and my card number to try to get the thing for $2 like it was saying.
And
they declined the $7.95, and I agree with them. I'm not going to do it because that's not what was agreed. But if this is who this is and that was what it was, I'm not accepting it. I can do without the mixer. Because I know, for one, I don't have $7.95 in my account. But I did have enough in there that could have covered $2.
And I completely understand, ma'am, but I do apologize.
Okay, I was just trying to clear it up because I told the girl from the alert center on the fraud that all I had tried to do was what I'm telling you, was the Facebook Walmart thing that said the Walmart is cutting ties and partnerships with KitchenAid, and you could apply answering two or three questions and get one for $2. And that's what I did. I answered their questions, clicked on the box that they asked me to click on, and I happened to choose the right box. Then it told me to go on and put in my information for mailing purposes. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting a fraud alert for $7.95. So I know from now on, I won't be trying to do that stuff no more. And I'd appreciate it if you guys do not pursue it on my account, because there won't be anything in there to cover it.
It won't go through, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You have a good evening.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.